The following paid commercial program was furnished by the program sponsor. The WYSL stations present an hour of truth for the battered but proud people of the Empire State. From the financial and entertainment epicenter of New York City to the sleeping and empty small cities and towns of upstate, which once bustled with manufacturing, mining, and farming. We all know from inspiration, history, and nature, we deserve a return to the success and growth of generations past, a birthright being squandered by corruption in Albany, and the depredations of an insecure, scheming mountebank posing as governor, who loathes both us and himself. As liberty beckoned to enslaved peoples behind the Iron Curtain via American broadcast after World War II, we now say, believe, rise, and join us. Welcome to Radio Free New York.
And making the clubhouse turn and heading into the home stretch, it's future Lieutenant Governor Andrew C. Hollister.
Hey, guys. How's it going? We've got a special edition of Radio Free New York today. Today is the day before Election Day.
Is it really? I hadn't noticed.
Yeah.
Waka waka.
Well, it's funny. I stopped in another local small business this morning, and the guy at the counter, pretty young guy, but looked old enough to vote. I said, "You voting today or tomorrow?" And he goes, "Oh, tomorrow. Oh, yeah, of course
oh,
I am.
No,
of course
don't say I am." These. They're scaring me.
No. So I took some time to educate him.
I'm sure you did.
So, yeah, so it was good, but very glad to squeeze in a show right now, right before Election Day. Just really important, I think, to talk with everybody about whatever is important to them. And talk to them about Larry and my platform, and to take calls. So if anybody wants to call in, please give us a call, 585-346-3000. Or if you're out of the 585 area, you can call us at 866-552-1009.
Oh, and by the way, you're also taking on that magical computer thing of yours. You're going to get like Facebook comments and questions and
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So not only are we live on WYSL, which covers basically all of Western New York.
Yes, it does.
And a little bit of Canada, a little bit of Pennsylvania. But we're also, Facebook's given us some trouble. I'll talk more about that in a minute. Yeah. Facebook's trying to keep our content out of people's feed right now.
What's
but,
their beef with you guys?
I don't
Did
know.
Did you say something positive about guns again?
Well, it could be. I supported our Second Amendment rights, freedom of speech.
Well,
any
we can't
of
have
things.
That in no. the totalitarian world of these internet goons.
Yeah. So normally we're streaming live on Facebook. It looks like the stream started and got cut off, which Facebook actually shut down our ads last night as well.
What was that about?
They said they were suspicious. And yes, I'm giving air quotes for those of you who are listening.
What does that mean?
That means absolutely nothing. Don't know. They gave us no reason. They shut down our ad accounts last night. Ironically, at the same time, so did Google.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, this is why you need to have a free and unfettered media, you know, like talk radio.
Yep.
Where we don't have advertisers who shut us down.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So that's what's going on with that right now. We are live on Twitter and YouTube right now, though. So if you comment in on YouTube or Twitter, I'll see the comment. I'll try to answer your question. If not, give us a call in, and hopefully Facebook lets us get up. We'll see what happens. But we've
I'm sure it's just a technical thing.
Oh, sure.
It's just some kind of glitch of some sort.
Yep. So we'll work through that. But, I want to start this episode asking you guys questions. For those of you who have watched and heard this show before, these are going to sound familiar to you, but they ring true today still. And it's really important to ask yourself, ask your friends, ask your family these questions.
And also very important for you to get out and vote.
Yes, definitely get out and vote. Very, very important. So the first question is, and all of these questions are, compare yourself from today to 10 or 20 years ago. The first question is, are your taxes higher or lower? the answer is going to be higher. If you live in New York State, and I don't care what tax it is going to be higher. Whether it's your property tax, your school tax, it will be higher.
Okay, you ask the question. I'll be the.
You'll be the answer guy.
Whoever in the back row.
Yeah, there we go. So if you were to measure things today from what they were 10 or 20 years ago, are our politicians more or less corrupt?
More.
Yeah, way more corrupt, way more. And not just that, the corruption is way worse. I mean, at this point, it seems that every other week we have somebody going to jail, being indicted, charges being taken up against them.
Well, it's more brazen, I think.
Yeah.
I think it's more of an attitude of, you know, I'm just going to go for it.
Yeah.
And get mine.
Yep.
And I don't care if it costs people $1 million or not.
Yeah.
Because nobody ever goes to jail. What's the big deal?
Mm-hmm. And they're all doing it, so they just think it's okay. I mean, literally, it's like they go to court to fight it, and they say, yeah, no, I totally did that, but it's not legal. It's, you know, yeah, sure, I did that. They don't realize just how wrong it is what they're doing because
they realize. They realize.
Maybe.
They just think that they won't ever have to pay for it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's true. And if you look at them, they're getting off left and right. And it doesn't matter what side, red team, blue team, left or right.
We don't need to settle for this, ladies and gentlemen. You know, you can actually have somebody like a Larry Sharp and an Andrew Hollister in office who isn't going to be picking your pocket left and right.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Now, next question is our education better or worse than it was 10 or 20 years ago?
Immeasurably worse.
Yep.
Because, of course, it's been turned over to government schools.
Yeah. Yeah.
And government always looks out first and foremost for the interests of government.
Yes. Yes. And to that point, it's interesting because people will often bring up that kids can't sign their name anymore, that cursive isn't taught, balancing a checkbook isn't taught.
My son can't sign his name. He prints it.
Yep, absolutely. And when we do when we go around and we collect signatures to get names on the ballot, a lot of people print their name on the print line.
Not acceptable.
Print it a second time for the signature line.
Yeah.
And they go, no, that's my signature. And so it's just another way.
When did they stop teaching cursive? Was it that long ago?
I learned cursive, I want to say third grade is when I learned cursive. I'm 29 and graduated from high school in 2007.
Must have been among the last.
So, I was one of the last ever in 7th and 8th grade to have home ec. Home ec basically went away after my years. So
they've probably done away with what used to be called shop class or manual arts. They've done away with all these useful skills.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that every kid that graduates from high school should know how to balance a checkbook, should be able to write in cursive, should be able to unplug a drain.
Yep. Yeah.
Change a tire.
The absolute basics. In fact, sometimes I'll talk about Czech Republic because my wife's from Czech Republic. To get your driver's license there, you have to be able to basically do simulate like your car breaking down on the side of the road and check things like change a tire, check the oil, like all these things that most of the people I know have no idea how to do. You can't even get your license over there without that.
Changing tires is an endangered procedure anyway, because now a lot of cars, mine included, don't have spares.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, what they do is they give you a can of this quick inflate stuff.
Yeah.
But the problem is if you have this computerized four-wheel drive thing, when you have a tire that gets ruined, you have to replace all four tires.
Yes. Yeah, because otherwise it'll just always kick into four-wheel drive with traction control, right?
Well, it's worse than that. You'll damage the system because the circumference of the tires will be different.
So. Yeah, yeah. That
so makes it drives
sense.
The computers nuts. But anyway. This isn't a click and clack fixing your car show. So
yeah,
we won't go there.
Yeah. Before I say what the next question is, we've got I did get Facebook up and running now, so we are running Facebook.
Conspiracy theories abound here on Radio Free New York. They're out to get us.
Yep. But to that point, Facebook did take down our ads and our content last night. We've got Alan, Brian, Jonathan, Sandra, a whole bunch of people commenting. Looks like Led joined us online as well. So thank you guys for listening. And then on Twitter, it looks like Shannon Joy's with us. So hey, Shannon Joy.
Imagine that.
Tuning in. Yep. So the last question is, and this question's basically unfair, but it's so true, and that is, do we have more or less freedom now than we did 10 or 20 years ago?
Well, just let everybody stop laughing here for a moment. Yeah, we have less freedom, and by the way, that has been actually measured.
Yes.
There was some kind of a survey. I can't remember which it was.
Cato. The Cato Institute.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
They said that we were dead last in freedoms among the 50 states.
Yes. Yes. And,
isn't that refreshing?
And the thing that's maybe this is almost comical, but it's just extremely frustrating, is California banned plastic straws, and they're still more free than we are. That's just
well.
That's
just so not upsetting. Not to worry, Andrew, because we're working on it.
Yeah, absolutely. So when we come back, I want to tell you guys about some of the things that Larry and I are talking about that no other candidates are talking about or giving any attention to. So we'll be back here in a moment on Radio Free New York.
Vote, 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 vote. I mean, just vote once, but I mean, I was just trying to be emphatic. We'll be back.
Hi, my name is Yolana. My husband, Andrew Hollister, is running for Lieutenant Governor along with Larry Sharp this year, and I'm really excited about it. And I wanted to share a story with you. So I'm in the Susan B. Anthony Square. I thought it was very fitting because if it wasn't for her, I would not have the right to vote this year. So I'm an immigrant. I immigrated here from Czech Republic, and I get to vote this year, which is really exciting. So last year I applied for my citizenship. It was the same year that Andrew ran for city council, and I was really hoping I would get to vote for him as my first time casting a vote, because how cool would that be? But I did not get my citizenship in time. I did, however, meet Larry Sharp at the same time, and I loved him off the bat. I was never really someone who was interested in politics, but meeting somebody who was so down to earth and really had good principles and wanted to take New York in a great direction meant a lot to me. So when I became a citizen this year and I found out he was running for governor, I was really excited that that was going to be the first vote I get to cast. To make things even better, Andrew actually ended up running with him as lieutenant governor after I got my citizenship, so now I got to vote for two of my favorite people. But the other reason it's so exciting, other than getting to vote for them, is that I get to cast a historical vote this year. When these two win, it's going to be historic for the whole United States, and I get to be a part of that. My first vote gets to be part of something big and historic, and I get to vote for my husband. So I'm urging you, if you never voted, whether you weren't a citizen or and are now, or you just never had the motivation to go out and vote, I would love it if you could come join me to cast this historical vote in this election and help make a new New York.
You're listening to Radio Free New York
on the WYSL stations.
Also, we got the stream going at WYSL1040.com. Once again, here's Andrew C. Hollister, your candidate for lieutenant governor on the libertarian side.
Hey, guys. How's it going? And it looks like YouTube's filling up pretty good. So, or not YouTube, Twitter. We've, we cast on Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook, and it looks like we got a decent number of people watching on Twitter today, which normally isn't the case. So that's
excellent.
Cool. Yeah, growing everywhere we go. So what I alluded to before the break is that Larry and I talk about issues that nobody else talks about. And speaking of Larry, I think he just called in. So let's see if we got Larry on the line.
Can we see some ID, please, caller?
No, you got to just guess. You got to trust me. Come on.
Oh boy, man. This voice is familiar.
I recognize that voice anywhere.
Welcome to the program, Governor Sharp.
Thank you. Let's hope you'll be calling me that soon. Let's hope so. Tomorrow's the day, guys. Tomorrow is the day.
Yep. No, absolutely. So tomorrow's the day. And, we've done a lot. This has been a marathon, really.
Yes.
What would you like to share with the people in Western New York?
Look, here's what we see. We see that we are making more impact than anybody. We are the only group, the only team that actually is talking about real issues, the only team that tells people what it's really about, and the only team that literally says it is not fair for one city to run this entire state. We're the only one saying that. And the best part about this is, whether you want to have Republicans or Democrats or whomever you want to be running this state, on the top of this wave, you want a libertarian on top. Because a libertarian on top is going to make sure that the Republicans and the Democrats are better, that they're actually being held to account. That's what I'm talking about. When it comes to Western New York, I think you'd like your politicians to be accountable. And right now, a two-party system, they're not. But if you have a libertarian on top, you know what we've been talking about. Localization. We've been talking about accountability, transparency, letting counties be counties, and letting the governors, letting the governor's office be the one who protects the rights of the individual against those local bullies. No one else is talking about that. That's what I want people to know. If you really want change, you've only got Sharp Hollister tomorrow for change. Everything else is status quo.
As we said this morning, Larry Sharp, over the weekend we changed our batteries, we changed our clocks. Tuesday, let's change our governor.
I love that.
It's an important thing to do. And I've noticed now this big high profile story that shows that Governor Cuomo's unfavorable rating is spiking. This is a Siena poll. Comment on the message that you and Andrew have been getting out and possible impact on the favorability or lack thereof with which people view the current governor.
Well, look, let's be clear. We've already seen everywhere we go an unfavorability all around when it comes to His Majesty.
I mean, among Democrats, too, right, Larry?
Yes, absolutely. Everywhere we go. Look, I live in New York City, right? I was literally at Grand Central Station this morning with about 8 supporters showing signs, shaking hands, meeting people. People recognize me everywhere. This is the belly of the beast, Manhattan, and people recognize me. Larry, you got my vote. Larry, you got my vote. Larry, oh, Cuomo's got to go. Cuomo's got to go. This is in Manhattan. This is the belly of the beast, the most Democrat central area in the entire state, and they're saying it. So absolutely, we see it everywhere. But here's the issue with the Siena poll. The problem with the poll is it doesn't cover people who aren't likely voters. Most of the people that they cover, they're over 55, and they have landlines. That's most of the people. That's not New York voters, right? New York voters also include those people, and also people who don't have landlines, people who are 20 and 30, people who are 18, people who are 40. It includes all of them. But it also doesn't include people who get their news not just through TV, but also through podcasts or Facebook or YouTube. And this is where we are. We are spending much more of our time in non-traditional media. So the polls can't really even show that. So I would bet his favorability rating is even lower.
Yeah. I have run into this, too. Andrew and I were just talking in the break about it, about how Democrats are actually embarrassed by this guy. How do you defend somebody with the level of corruption that the Cuomo administration has shown us?
This is why. If you see, Cuomo's very savvy. I mean, he's not a good man at all, but he's still a savvy politician. You can't take that away from him. He is all about the politics of it. So what has he done very well? What he's done is simply said, Trump is evil. Don't you hate Trump? Oh, Trump's so horrible. I'm the only guy who could beat Trump. He does all of that, and there's a lot of people, particularly downstaters, particularly, who really are afraid of Trump, and he's become their white knight. So they think, yeah, he's a bad guy, but he's our bad guy. That's how they have, in their own minds, accepted this as someone they can vote for. That's how they square that circle.
Sure. It's a third world tribal politics, and we all know where that leads. You wind up with Uganda and Venezuela. Some would argue that we're already there in New York State. And one of the major indicators of that is the economic malaise. Now, this is the issue that drives every single election. Is that not right, Larry Sharp?
Not as much now, to be forward. What we find often is too many people have just given up. They've just surrendered.
But in a sense, that makes the case.
Don't vote.
But in a sense, that makes the case, though. If they've given up, they've said, I'm just going to accept the fact that my life is going to suck because I'm never going to have any money, and I'm just going to have to sit back and wait for government to take care of me. People of New York State, is that what you want?
No, I know they don't. But some of them, again, it's called learned helplessness. They just figure, I've been trying to make something change for 16 years, and it doesn't change. They have one of two things. One, I'm just going to sit here. Or two, just as soon as time goes out, which means either I retire or my elderly parent passes away, then I'm moving. And that's where we are at. So I think You know, while it may be economics right now, I'm not sure many are even paying attention. I think they're just assuming that it's bad. You have to provide some kind of emotional hope first, so they'll start to pay attention and go, oh, wait a minute, should I look again? Oh, I should look again. Okay, maybe I'll care. I think they're at a point where they just assume everything's bad. So many people I meet, they're not even trying to better themselves anymore.
That's a sad commentary. You're listening to a special edition, by the way, Radio Free New York on the WYSL stations. I am in studio with Andrew C. Hollister, Lieutenant Governor candidate on the Libertarian side. On the line, Larry Sharp, next governor of the state of New York. So, Larry, given this fatalistic look economically, we have a lot of listeners in the Southern Tier where if certain powers that be were so inclined, we could have hydrofracking and could be making all kinds of money on natural gas that's literally under our feet. What message do you have for those folks who may have given up economic hope?
Look, here's the issue when it comes to fracking or energy in general, but specifically fracking. What I care about is two things, transparency and property rights. The reason why these fracking companies got such a bad rap was because literally, they were not transparent. They were hiding. They were saying, oh, we can't tell you what we're doing because of intellectual property. They hid behind intellectual property and did not tell people what they were doing or what they were putting in the ground. And, of course, people got angry. They got upset. We didn't know what was happening. It was a bad idea. If companies agree to be transparent and not hide behind intellectual property, then, yes, they should be able to frack as long as the individual people who own the property say yes. If we have transparency and property rights, I'm okay with fracking. The governor should not be making that decision. You locally should be making that decision. Does it make sense for your county, for your area, for your municipality? If it does, and if transparent, I'm okay.
Okay. And so let's apply that principle now to the New York Safe Act, where we have basically two New Yorks, as has been observed, downstate in New York City, where they haven't had gun rights for, I don't know, since the Sullivan Act in 1911. They're perfectly fine with not having gun rights. Upstate, Second Amendment rights are near and dear to us. So this is kind of the state analog of federalism. You would allow local communities, counties, municipalities to determine these heady issues like this, or am I mischaracterizing that?
No, well, look, the SAFE Act itself has to go away. Red flag laws should not exist. But now when it comes to specifically how do you want to deal with your firearms in your local counties, yeah, I'm okay with that. Look, the reality of it is Manhattan is never going to have a gun culture. That's simply not what's going to happen in Manhattan. And I'm okay with that. They shouldn't. It's not what they want. You're right. They shouldn't. So, but guess what? Maybe Erie County might want to. Chautauqua County might want to. They might want to. That's okay. I totally think that you should. Like someone was telling me actually this morning about this. The person was like, well, Larry, what about, you know, an AR-15? Should we allow that? Someone actually asked that this morning. It is a guy in Manhattan. I said, why in the world would I be the one to decide that? He goes, well, why does somebody need that? I mean, you know, I said, well, there could be any reason why they need it, but this isn't the point. They might want one.
Right.
I said, what if you're in a situation, though, and I said, what's the situation, though, where you're in a county where the cop, and I say the cop because there's only one of them, and the cop is an hour away. And if he's doing something, he's 2 hours away. He goes, oh, I hadn't thought of that. Yeah. And what if it's more than one guy? He's like, oh, yeah. I said, just for that, maybe you want that. Now, that's not going to happen in Manhattan. There's a cop every 5 minutes. You're 5 minutes away. That's true. In Manhattan, maybe you don't care. Maybe you're satisfied because we have the largest police force literally in the world. Okay. But what if you don't live in Manhattan?
Right.
You might think differently.
Yeah, I mean, why do you need that is the wrong question. The point of that is I have a Second Amendment that says that I have the right to have this AR-15, and so doggone it, I want to go out and get one if I own it and use it in a legal sense and a responsible way, I should be able to have it.
Yeah, you should be punished for actions you take, not for things you possess.
Right, exactly. Yes. How much time have you got to spend with us, Larry Sharp?
I'm going to have to bail, unfortunately. I got to jump on.
All right, well, you know what? Before you do that, we got about a minute left. I'm going to let you have a little exchange here with your running mate, Andrew Hollister. I didn't mean to dominate the whole segment, but I want to make sure we got these issues out. Andrew, you're up.
Oh, yeah. No problem at all. Actually, so we've got a bunch of people on the feed right now, and people saying, hey, I want to help. Today's the last day. What can I do? What can I do to promote Larry, Andrew? How are we going to win this?
There's a couple things. Number one, make a video online and post that video with a very simple way you do it. You say, the reason why I'm voting for Larry and Andrew is, boom, and give one reason. Or the number one reason why I'm voting for the Sharp Hollister ticket is, boom, and give one reason and post that. That's very good for us to do. It helps people to see who we are and get it, and they can now reach out to you and talk to you about it. Also, tell your family and friends. Make tomorrow an event. Let people know when you're going to go vote and that you have voted. Let people know that's the most important piece.
Larry Sharp, thanks so much for joining us on the program for Radio Free New York. May the force be with you tomorrow.
Thank you, sir.
All right. And we'll be back with more Radio Free New York with Andrew C. Hollister. I'm Bob Savage, WISL 92.1 FM, 1040 AM, and on the west side, 95.5 FM, Spencerport. We'll be back.
You're listening to the voice of Liberty. AM 1040 Avon Rochester, FM 92.1 Rochester, and FM 95.5 Spencerport.
What's up, guys? This is Jacob from Upstate Liberty, and I wanted to share something with you I thought was really interesting about Larry Sharp for New York, right? The Larry Sharp movement that's very captivating and exciting everyone. What I think is so exciting about it is during the same day, same short amount of time, somebody reached out to me and identified themselves as a major deplorable. Deplorable is a euphemism or a code word for a Trump person, a Trump supporter. And this person was all hyped about Larry Sharp. Larry Sharp, Larry Sharp, at the same time as being about Trump. Hey, I'm cool with that. I don't care. Not much later, somebody, lifelong Democrat, 20 years plus Democrat, I'm here for Larry Sharp. Mind blown. How is that even? This is real life. And I'm making a point to share screenshots when I come across this because it's such a rarity. 2 years ago, these two people probably would have been at each other's throats. And because of Larry Sharp and because of the unifying cause of individual personal liberty, these two former enemies are now allies. And who other than a United States Marine can do that? If you haven't checked out Larry Sharp, I know you've heard of him. If you haven't checked him out yet, trust me. People don't follow him because he's talking about a bunch of BS. He's got brilliant, bold, innovative ideas, and I highly encourage you to check him out before you miss out on something historic. LarrySharp.com or any of the social media platforms. Please, please go check out Larry Sharp and his running mate from upstate New York, Andrew Hollister. Thank you.
You're listening to Radio Free New York on the WYSL stations.
And I just happen to have that running mate right here in the studio. How convenient. Andrew C. Hollister. What a lot of energy you guys have got.
Oh, yeah. We've been out there just hammering nonstop, traveling the whole state. We are the only candidates to go to all 62 counties. Nobody's done that in, I think, 20 years on the campaign trail.
So we went all down the little tippy tip of Long Island all the way out there.
Oh, all the way. All the way. Yep.
Sag Harbor or whatever it is.
Yeah. Yeah. And to the top of the state, the bottom of the state, the most east, the most west. We've hit every single one.
You've even been to Podunk, probably. Did you, ladies and gentlemen, know that Podunk actually exists and it's in New York State?
Really?
It's down near Ithaca, yeah. It's
okay.
A little town in, I can't remember if it's in Schuyler County or Tompkins, but there's actually a Podunk.
Huh, interesting. I don't know that I've been there, but I've been many, many places in New York. So something.
Oh, wait a minute, lest we forget.
We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great.
Now, this is the guy, ladies and gentlemen, this is Ed Gase. He's running TV commercials now. I mean, if this is not the height of hypocrisy, red, white, and blue is actually what the title of the commercial is. All this stuff about the greatness of America. This is after he said this, what, a month ago?
Yeah, was it? It might have been a little bit longer than that.
Six weeks, tops.
Played it at least six or seven times. So,
It's recent. Okay,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Recent.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, absolutely.
This
yeah.
wasn't 5 years ago.
No, this was
America
very,
was
very
never great. He said, yeah. And his own people, you heard them react with horror there. They couldn't believe what they were hearing.
Yeah, no, it's totally true. I mean, and I think, you see that he didn't show up to the last debate. And you see that he's...
Is that arrogance, ladies and gentlemen? I mean, do you need to have that kind of arrogance running your state for you?
No.
Well, you got four other candidates. Howie Hawkins, God bless him, Mark Molinaro, Stephanie Miner, and Larry all show up. They take the time to travel to Albany to work with the League of Women Voters and to explore the issues for the benefit of you folks out there, and our regal governor can't bestir himself to come and participate.
Yeah.
That's despicable.
It is. It is. It's just so shameful. I wish I brought the picture of me. There was a guy dancing out front of the debate in a chicken suit.
Okay.
And he was waving a sign. I think it said... cluck, cluck, Cuomo the chicken, or something like that.
Some similar sentiment. Right.
Yeah. And it was very entertaining. Guy must have been out there dancing for a good half an hour. I think the news actually picked him up and played it like on TV, too. It was great.
And Cuomo doesn't care.
No, he doesn't care. He's in his eyes, he is the king. We are the peasants. And
he's entitled.
Yeah.
He's entitled. He's the son of Mario.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. We call him King Cuomo II on the trail. It's we get a good kick out of that. So some of the things that so Larry mentioned a few things. Somebody on Facebook said the Facebook feed cut out when Larry was telling us what to do to reach other people. So I'll just reiterate that for you guys who might have missed
that. Interesting.
It. Yeah, it's been real finicky lately. So what Larry is saying to do, guys, if you are on Facebook, if you're on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, whatever your platform is, take that phone, hit the go live button, hit the create my story button, and just say why you're voting Larry Sharp. Real simple, less than 30 seconds. Don't make it complicated. Just, hey, guys, tomorrow's election day. I want you to know this is the number one reason why I'm voting for Larry Sharp. Join me in voting for Larry Sharp tomorrow, Tuesday the 6th. And that's the number one thing you can do right now. And then tell your friends, tell your neighbors, call them, text them, whatever. Knock on their door. We got to get the word out. We definitely
have Brian on the line now from Lewis County. Hey, Brian, how you doing today?
Doing pretty good. How are you doing?
Good. So Lewis County, you're that's Adirondack's land, right?
That is. Yes, it is.
All right, so what's going on up in Lewis County here on this Election Day Eve?
Well, just wanted to let everybody know that we need to have Hollister and we need to have Larry Sharp definitely to help out. We definitely need them. We have to. We have no choice. And for our educational, our purposes and just everything, Larry and Andy have definitely got great ideas. We need them. It's a must. Andrew Cuomo has done nothing for us but bury us, and I'm about ready to move out of New York because of it.
Yeah, and you know what the really perverse thing too, Brian, and by the way, we appreciate you calling in.
Yeah,
the really awful thing about that is Andrew Cuomo is okay with that.
Yeah,
he's perfectly
totally fine with
when
it.
He said on that the Capital District TV show 4 or 5 years ago that there's no place for conservatives in New York State, or for that matter, anybody who disagrees with him. He really meant that.
Mm-hmm.
So he wants to propel you to North Carolina or Florida or Georgia or wherever you want to go.
Yeah, and I mean, the who else could go to every county? And it sure wasn't Andrew Cuomo that did it. It was Larry Sharp and Andy.
Well, Brian, I don't know if you had a chance to meet these guys. Have you ever met Andrew and Larry yet?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
I have not.
Well, I sat in the studio with these guys, I don't know, you've been on for what, like 13, 14 weeks now.
Yep.
And Larry's been here at least half a dozen times.
Yep.
And I've had conversations on the air and off, and Brian, these are two genuine people who are really concerned about the people of New York, as opposed to mouthing political, you know, catchphrases and cliches that you hear from a lot of these people. They really care. They really want to make a difference. So you're making a wise choice. What are you hearing from your friends and neighbors up in Lewis County?
They want to vote for Larry. I mean, they like they said, we have to have change. We gotta. If not, we're going to be done for. We're not going to get nothing. You know, I mean, the taxes, the gun laws, you know, our Second Amendment. I mean, we're going to have nothing, you know. Further our education, you know. I mean, there's so much that Andrew and Larry have got in mind that, you know, I mean, I work at a school district, Beaver River Central School, and, you know, it's some of it's just broken. It's got to get fixed. We have to have change.
You know, Brian, right now you're talking to all of New York State because we have a giant signal. We go all over the place on the web. And, of course, the Internet whiz Andrew Hollister here has got us hooked up with every Internet provider who will have us. What's your message, Brian? This is your mouthpiece. You're now talking to all of New York State. Take a shot at it. Take a swing at it. Tell your fellow New Yorkers what they need to do.
You need to vote for Larry Sharp and Andy. Folks, this is the time. Tomorrow is it. Please vote for Larry Sharp and Andy. We have to have them. If you folks want change, you have to vote for these two gentlemen. Please go out, tell your friends, tell your family, tell your school teachers, tell everybody. This has to be spread. We have to have these two gentlemen if we want change. Please do so, please.
Brian, thanks so much for calling in. Appreciate your passion and a great message. And we are next going to go to, I think we got Jim here from Livingston County. Hey, Jim.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing great. What's going on?
Well, I'd like to ask Larry a question.
Well, unfortunately, Larry's had a run. He's amazingly, he's got some other things to do on this day before election day. But we have Andrew Hollister, his lieutenant governor candidate. You can talk to Andrew.
Yeah, happy to take it.
Andrew, nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you, too. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, I have a question. Let's say you win. You're the only one that wins, okay? And you got elected, and you go to Albany. What will you be able to do for us being by yourself? How can you be the squeaky hinge that gets the oil?
Sure. So just and just to kind of piggyback off of that, my name and Larry's name are together on the ballot. So if I win, Larry wins too. So Larry and I would absolutely be there together. We're going to be that voice for the people here in New York. Now, there's a lot of things that people don't realize that the governor does without the Senate and without the Assembly. For example, basically any regulation in existence, a lot of business regulations, certain licensing, that's all handled by the governor's office. So when we talk about eliminating the regulations that crush small businesses in this state, that is literally like an almost overnight change done by the governor that we can do regardless of what the Senate or the Assembly wants. Then other parts of our plan, they're going to take a little bit longer because, yeah, you're right. There's going to be some people fighting us in the Assembly. There's going to be people fighting us in the Senate. But you know what else is going to happen? We're going to have people come to us and go, hey, guys, I've always been a libertarian. And they're you know.
We'll just pause and let everybody stop laughing.
Yep. And they'll be like, oh, yeah, of course I support this education plan. Of course I do that. I've always felt this way. And there's just going to be a few that hold out. Now, here's the thing. Larry and I don't owe these guys anything. We don't have big corporate donors. We don't have, you know, a career to protect or anything like that. What we have is you guys. What we have is the families of New York, the small business owners of New York, the everyday average person in New York. We don't have big party infrastructure. So while we're pushing hard on one side, we need you to keep backing us and push hard on the other side. Call these guys and say, hey, if you don't vote for this, I'm voting you out of office. And here's the thing. Say they stall us in the assembly. Say they stall us in the Senate. You know what we're going to do? Larry and I are going to be pretty bored if all of our stuff's getting stalled. We're going to go to those people's districts and camp out there. And we'll campaign for somebody who will get this stuff passed, who will support you as the people. And we will get these people voted out of office, change the direction of New York. Because guess what? Next year, there's an election. There's seats open in the Senate. There's seats open in the Assembly. And the year after, there's an election. The year after that, there's an election. We will change this state. We will turn it around into a direction of liberty.
Thank you so much for joining us for the special edition of Radio Free New York on the WYSL stations, 585-346-3000. The call-in number, toll-free, 866-552-1009. If you're like Brian from Lewis County or wherever, Washington County, Essex, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. And don't forget to vote. We'll be back on WYSL.
Upstate has been left behind and forgotten these past 8 years. Governor Cuomo and the Republicans have taken you for granted. But one candidate running for governor has visited all 62 counties in our state, Larry Sharp. Larry has a plan to support farmers. He has a plan to repair our infrastructure without raising taxes. Larry has a plan to reduce health care costs. And Larry Sharp's the only candidate who will pardon victims of the SAFE Act and repeal it by 2020. You can make sure Upstate thrives this year. Vote Larry Sharp on November 6th. Paid for by Larry Sharp for governor.
Avon Gun and Hunting Supply reminds you to protect your Second Amendment rights and exercise your right to vote. Freedom is not free. Be sure to honor and thank our veterans. Avon Gun and Hunting Supply, East Main Street in Avon.
The Avon United Methodist Church, Genesee Street, Avon, will hold their annual election night dinner from 4:30 to 7. Menu includes chicken and biscuits, coleslaw, corn, beverage, homemade applesauce, and dessert. Dine in or take out.
You're listening to Radio Free New York
on the WYSL stations.
We are back on Radio Free New York. Vote, 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 vote.
Yeah, guys.
As they say in Chicago. Yep. But I really mean only vote once, though.
Yes, yes, yes. Absolutely.
As opposed to Chicago.
Yeah. You know, something that comes up often, sometimes people, they get kind of worried and they go, you know, I really want to vote for you and Larry, but I need my red wave. I got to have my red wave, or I've got to have my blue wave. I don't know how many blue wavers are listening to this show, but they might be out there. You might be. Here's the thing. That's totally fine. Vote how you want for your Senate person, your assembly, your House, your representative, whether it's your red wave or your blue wave. But put the Golden Surfer on the top of the ticket. Vote gold on the top of the ticket, and here's why.
The Golden Surfer?
The Golden Surfer, yeah. You haven't seen that one? It's all over Facebook right now. People have these pictures.
I don't do
of these
social
waves.
See, I'm a Luddite. I don't do social media.
Oh, there okay. You go. Well, so why would you do that? Well, here's why. Because we are the only candidates, the only ones who are saying, be as conservative as you want to be as liberal as you want to be, just don't force it on others. So if you don't get your red wave or you don't get your blue wave, we're the ones that are going to make sure that you're not swallowed up by that wave. Put the little gold surfer on the top of your wave. Vote gold on the top of your ticket, and then vote red or blue however you want for the rest of your local folks. Absolutely. Definitely. Got to do it. So
as long as we're talking about all the specifics, and, it used to be, I think, easier when you had the old style voting machines, the mechanical ones. Do you have any helpful tips as far as the what the ballot appearance is like, and where to find you guys, and pitfalls or little tricks that people might want to avoid?
Yeah. So the first thing you're going to notice when you get your ballot is that we're going to be way at the bottom, and you're going to see we have our own column. So there's so many different.
That's a vertical column, then?
Yeah. I should have brought a picture with me. So you'll see it says governor and lieutenant governor, mm-hmm. and there's actually two columns. we have our own column. That's the column for liberty.
What,
everybody
what?
Else on the other side is oppression and taxes.
Did you say, I hear in one of the commercials, did I hear there's a little Statue of Liberty in it?
You know what? There might be. Either a Statue of Liberty or a torch.
Okay.
I don't recall. It's small, though. It's
okay,
pretty
so
hard to
it's
see.
Not yeah. the kind of thing that
yeah.
you go, oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So what some people are saying is draw an L on your ballot. Don't actually physically draw it. But if you make an L, you'll find us right there, you know, for liberty. And that's totally true. Don't fill in that first column at all. Because you'll end up, if you fill in the first column and the second column, you're going to invalidate your ballot. And then your vote's not going to – so those first two columns are for governor and lieutenant governor. If you're voting Sharp Hollister, go to the second column. It's the liberty column. It's the freedom column. That's the only column that we're in.
Is there a picture online that we can take a look
there
at?
There are, yes. And if you go to your – and if you go to your local Board of Elections website, you can actually put in your last name, your first name, your date of birth, and I think your street address that you're registered to, and you'll actually see a copy of your sample ballot. I highly suggest you look at it in advance.
Make kind sure of rehearse you know this all, a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, and make sure that you know all the candidates are running because, you know, we're not the only ones. So.
Oh, okay, great. So you have like a comptroller candidate? And
We do. Oh, yeah, absolutely. We've got attorney general candidate. We've got a comptroller candidate. And here's the thing. Gun owners of America, the libertarian ticket. All four statewide slots are the only ones that have A's across the board for the Second Amendment. The Republican candidates, they do not have all A's. They've got some D's. They've got some B's. Libertarian ticket is the only one with straight A's.
Important to know. We have Eric from Rochester on the line. Hey, Eric, what's going on?
How you doing, gentlemen? Just wanted to weigh in. Thank Andrew and Larry for stepping up to run for governor and lieutenant governor this year. It was a betrayal by the Republican Party that was the last straw for me to not support their ticket this year. They're giving us a gun control candidate at the top of the ticket. It was the last straw for me. One of the things that would probably make the biggest difference in my life, though, as a small businessman and a contractor, is the repeal of the scaffold laws. And Andrew and Larry are the only ones talking about that. And that local control would definitely make a big difference in my life.
As a matter of fact, Eric, and I appreciate the call, I think that Andrew and Larry are the only ones who are actually talking about upstate issues at all.
Yeah. Yeah. No, absolutely. And I do have a brief list here of things that Larry and I are talking about that really hurt.
Oh, yeah.
Upstate.
Let's run these down.
Thanks
again for the call, Eric. I'm sure that you're going to be voting tomorrow, right?
I'll definitely be voting, and I'm bringing everybody I've got.
Yeah,
to vote tomorrow, folks.
Thank you for that.
Good work. Thanks, Eric.
Yeah, so actually on the top of that list that I have here is actually the scaffold laws. So, yes, Larry and I are the only ones talking about the scaffold laws. We're the only
terrible,
ones.
Terrible for contracting.
Yeah, it's so bad. It was one of our bad laws on one of our episodes. It's so bad. We're also the only ones talking about motorcycle rights, family court, father's rights, DMV issues, open source, blockchain, keeping our youth here in this state. Eliminating the state income tax, fixing the tip credit that Cuomo's trying to get rid of, eliminating the tolls on our throughways and our bridges and our infrastructure, taking care of the pension bomb so that our state employees and our COs and our police don't lose their pensions in 8 to 15 years, actual criminal justice reform, actual corrections, giving a voice to our COs who are working in our prison system right now, helping our small farmers, repealing the SAFE Act, and actual health care reform.
That's quite a list.
Yeah. Yeah. And those
That's
are just the ones that
list.
Came to the top of the thing of things that the other candidates aren't even talking about. And I can't believe that you could run a campaign, a statewide campaign in New York, without talking about at least some of these issues. You know, I get it that maybe they don't want to touch blockchain because that's new technology. They just don't understand it.
Yeah. People get lost with that.
But
I understand where you're going with it, and that's fine, but it's a tough sell.
Yeah. Yeah. No, absolutely. But things like helping our small farmers, healthcare, these are things that everybody should be talking about. They're not even touching it with a 10-foot pole.
And once again, economic issues. I mean, first and foremost, I mean, look at this state. The license plate, when I was growing up, I would look at that Empire State at the bottom of the license plate. And I'm not kidding about this. I mean, I was only like 10, 12 years old, but we'd have visitors from out of state and they'd say, what's the Empire State all about? And I would say, you know what the Empire State's all about? It's about Niagara Falls, and it's about every city in the state has got manufacturing companies that people were proud of. Fueled the middle class that that bought the cars and the boats and the vacation homes and and that's why the towns and states and cities of upstate New York looked way different than they look now.
Yeah.
Where you have all the empty storefronts and it looks like
empty
some
factories.
Eastern European wasteland.
Yeah. You know, when I ran for city council last year in Rochester, my wife and I were actually going around the city to take pictures, and we were putting together a slideshow that says, is this a zombie apocalypse movie or a real city in New York? And people couldn't guess the difference between pictures from zombie apocalypse movies and places in Rochester, New York.
Just a quick story before we take Sandra's call here from Rochester. I went to a funeral of a friend who died in Sayre, Pennsylvania, which hugs the New York state line right across from Waverly, New York. So these two little towns that are, you know, they're separated only by a political state line. And it really was like East and West Berlin. The difference was amazing. Sandra, you're on the line. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Okay. What's your comment?
So I'm a registered Democrat, so I'm voting for you guys. My husband's a registered Republican. He's voting for you guys. But you guys better beat Mola Maryland votes because I owe people drinks if you don't.
Okay. We have a sporting interest going on. So you have some James Carville, Mary Matlin conversations in your house, do you?
It's not too bad. He actually was raised Democrat, and I was raised Republican. But we just split the ticket so that we could both vote in the primaries.
Oh, I see.
But
okay.
We both went to the opposite end of how we grew up. So it's really weird. But
interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
I'll go back to no party affiliate eventually because I hate being part of a party.
Yeah,
it drives me crazy.
Yeah, they're dinosaurs. They're saber-toothed tigers looking for a tar pit. Thanks, Andrew. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, so we hear about that all the time, people who are just so sick of the two-party system. Do we have Larry's closing remarks from the debate?
You know,
here?
We have it right now. We have just about enough time to play it. So
yeah, why don't we play that? These are Larry's closing remarks from the League of Women Voters debates. We want to share them with you guys.
Here's what I want you to realize. For the past 16 years, the Republicans and Democrats have run this state. Democrats in general. The Republicans have not won a statewide election in 16 years. Not governor, lieutenant governor, AG, controller, nothing. Do you really think they're going to win this time? Stop. That's not going to happen. That's a fantasy. The only person who can possibly win on this stage is the guy you're talking to now. How do you know that? Half this room's here for me. That's how you know that. Thank you. That's how you know that to be true. This is the only person who can win. We've already seen the stats. The stats are right now. If I drop out today, guess who wins? Cuomo does. If they drop out today, guess who wins? Cuomo does. If you drop out today, guess who wins? I do. That's exactly how that works. The Democrats have been failing for the past 16 years. Republicans have been watching for 16 years, and they have no plan. Democrats have no plan. Republicans have no plan. You heard nothing but plans from me. You may not like those plans. You may think they're wrong or they're bad. But I have them. You might think I can change them. Then help me change them. I'm happy. I don't have a career to protect. I don't have a party to help out. What I have is a desire to fix New York. I focus on one important thing, your happiness. I'm a business guy. That's who I am. Happy customers means a powerful, very good company. Happy New Yorkers means you stay here. Imagine if you're happy. You stay here. You grow your business here. You grow your family here. And guess what? You spend your pension here. That's what I want. That's what I'm focused on in every way, shape, or form. You don't like my ideas? No worries. Help me fix them. I need you. I don't have the party. I have you. You stay with me. We can make a real change in this state. We can change New York to make a better New York. We can make a happier New York. If you vote for me, we'll make a new New York. We absolutely will. Remember something. If you vote for me, one of two things will happen. One, I'll win. And when I win, I will change this state overnight. I'll change this nation overnight.
Thank
or two,
Mr.
I'll come
Sharp.
In second, and we'll still change.
Thank you, Mr. Sharp.
Larry Sharp for a new New York. Thank you.
Please stop.
Okay, stop. I guess we're going to have to do that, too. You know, I'm going to let you take it out. You got 30 seconds to wrap up the show with final thoughts. Andrew C. Hollister. Go.
All right, guys, just like Larry said, if you want change in New York, if you want a new New York, if you want a New York that families think that they can stay in instead of being pushed out of the state, you got to vote Larry Sharp, Andrew Hollister, tomorrow, November 6th.
Thanks for listening to Radio Free New York on the WISL stations.